Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by the Maine Historical Wargamers Association. They're the folks behind Huzzah! Historical Wargaming for New England. Huzzah will take place May 18th through the 20th, 2018, at the Doubletree in South Portland, Maine. Experience some of the best historical wargaming at Huzzah! Visit www.huzzahcon.com for more information. Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by Enfilade. Enfilade is a flagship historical wargaming convention for the Northwest Historical Miniature Gaming Society. Enfilade is held annually over Memorial Day weekend at the Red Lion Inn in Olympia, Washington. Enjoy the largest historical miniature gaming convention west of the Mississippi at Enfilade. Visit www.nhmgscitadel.com for more information. Welcome to Wargaming Recon. I am, of course, your host. You know the drill. My name is Jonathan J. Reinhardt, and we are the only historical and New England gaming podcast on the TSR Podcast Network. We're very happy to be here, and this is episode 199. It's the first brand new episode of the 2018 podcast season, so I hope you are as excited as I am. I want to let all of you know, because I know some of you might be new listeners, some of you are longtime listeners, that no matter what you are, and no matter what we discuss on the show, you can find it all by going to our show notes. That's right. Go to wargamingrecon.com/WR199. That's wargamingrecon.com/WR199. That'll bring you right to the show notes, so you'll be able to see what we talk about. There'll be links to things, and there'll be a synopsis of what we covered here on the show, maybe some pictures if appropriate, and so forth. So we'll be able to get all that in our show notes. And without further ado, let's dive into the topic. Recent gaming, and this is all part of our Wargaming in 2018 that we want to cover. So some of my recent gaming actually isn't tabletop gaming, but it's inspired by tabletop gaming, okay? So Ultimate General Civil War computer game on Steam, playing it on my Gettysburg. That was mentioned in our 2014 holiday gift guide. So if you head on over to, you'll find a link to the holiday gift guide 2014. You can listen to that and why Ultimate General Gettysburg was you or the gamers in your life. This one, Civil War, I picked up, it was discounted, which one of those top-down real-time strategy games, but there's a twist to it. So like the Gettysburg one, you are a general in charge of a battle. Battle for the during the Civil War. And in this one, you actually fight the whole Civil War. Or you do it through battles. You can do what if. You get to choose whether you want to be the Union or the Confederacy. You can also choose your stuff you or someone you like. And they have sort of like if you ever played a role-playing, they ask you different questions. Like three, they give you a question and there'll be like three options. It's like politics, stay in the army. And then it shows you what generals in your campaigns, and they correspond to things like how much intel before battles, what kind of intel it is. It also deals with how different types of rifles, they have a whole variety of those different types of artillery and all that kind of stuff. But you can buy better weaponry and better weapon, say a rifle that allows your infantry to engage in hand-to-hand combat better, or maybe it allows them to miss as much. It has the same sort of thing for artillery. You get different types that allow you to get all this kind of stuff more affordably. You can also get more eyes. You can get reinforcements. You can have them be veterans, right? You get veterans to your units when you get that. They also have other ones that allow you to, quote, heal of your casualties. So when you're in battle, at the end of the battle, you might have men who are wounded, or you might even have other unit commanders who are wounded, right? Be healed and healed enough to come back for the next battle. As many of us know about the American Civil War, troops being killed on the battlefield. But if you were shot, you might end up getting gangrene or a limb amputated, which often happened. These hospitals, whether they were fields of health, as we might expect now, foot, and move on to the next person, cut off their foot, cut off someone else's hand, and maybe dip it in some water to, quote, reuse equipment. And it wasn't always, unfortunately, died through what we would consider a minor scrape or a minor wound nowadays. and up your troops and heal them and get them back onto the battlefield is important. So having good stats for that in this game is very handy. In addition to them, they get better as they go on. So they go from being just kind of raw recruits to commanders. They increase in rank and get better. And as they get better and increase in rank, they can get special abilities that you can then pick and add on that benefit the unit that the command unit commanders around. So for example, I'm doing a campaign, and in the campaign, myself as a Sovereign Boy, and although I lived up in the north for many, 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 many moons, able to get Jeb Stuart, of course, put him in charge of some cavalry that I had, but then was able to move your army by adding more divisions and corps and brigades, and an interesting way to play through the American Civil War, because unlike most Civil War computers involved, or a ton of the supply side, like you actually have to build up cities, you have to build up your infrastructure, take that away. You don't have to worry about that, right? So what you do instead is you focus on the battles. You focus on tactics that are involved. And the game progresses through a series of battles. Of course, ones that you know, like, battle. And there's all these smaller battles, which aren't required in order to progress through the campaign. Total War series games knows about doing that as opposed to a campaign. And if you do the in the battles, you get more prestige, you get more people, recruits really, but you have to assign them to units. Therefore, you have to have money to create these units. Do poorly in these battles, then you get stuff taken away. And in some of the battles, you even lose stuff. You get ready for those big battles like a Chancellorsville or a Gettysburg, things of that. The AI is very well done. Three levels of difficulty, as I had mentioned. And when you play, I actually was able to kind of look at it in first game. And I loved it, right? But in comparison to this right here, to the gameplay is smoother, it's faster, there's better transitions, better options, better UI. It's a more enjoyable experience. It doesn't take very long to load up. It's not very steam. You can see that and find what would work best for you. Worry about having like a top of the line rig and being able to do all that kind of stuff. So it's something that some of you who are listening to this episode may have seen the video on YouTube, but there's been some issues there, which I don't really want to talk about right now, but maybe I'll talk about in the Wargaming Recon Facebook fan club page, fan club group. But because I were doing a Facebook Live, I'm going to refer to it as gaming, but my hobby. See some of the other cool stuff. So for podcasting gear, it's a Rode boom arm, and really what that is, in case you can't figure out, microphone stand that clamps to your desk or table. I have a clamp to my this clamp on has like a D-clamp on it, and it allows me to move the mic around. I can do it seamlessly even while I'm recording the show. I'm positioning for the mic on my mouth, and it works great with the sounds like B's and P's, and you can tell they're hard and they're terrible for a podcast. If you put your hand in front of your mouth, pa or va 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 va, those hard sounds, you hear, feel the ear hitting your hand. Those sound terrible on a podcast. So they're called plosives. You know, microphone arm is really handy. Then I was able to pick up with some Christmas money. Basically, think like a cradle, right? Like you go to the store, you buy a dozen eggs, and they come in the cradle, and so they don't get jostled, no matter what is happening when you are kitchening. A shock mount does that for the mic, because if you have them on it or your thumbs are going, and it might not seem loud to you, but on the microphone, it's like an earthy, hard sound. So that was the thing I got. I got a cool case. I was really excited about it because it's a case for my microphone. When I've gone to conventions and hoped for the best, and there's sensitive pieces of equipment. So to do the show right, my mic fits in very nicely in there. And actually, on Black Friday, I picked up some stuff at a really good price. And it will allow us to do more things at events. So if you see us at a TotalCon, for example, we might be actually shooting video and maybe being live on Facebook or on YouTube or something using this new equipment we got that works with a cell phone, with an iPhone or a smartphone. I've been looking for a video camera or a digital camera of some sort to actually be able to shoot video and to do it without being tied to a computer and using a webcam. And Adrian, God bless him, has great equipment, but unfortunately we're not always together when I get the urge to do video. For example, he doesn't live in my house, so doing Facebook Live or YouTube Live just wouldn't be possible. But I realized I needed to save up and buy a very expensive camera, and any camera that I would get, I couldn't afford one that would be so good, right? So I'd just kind of be getting something, and it wouldn't give me the result that is worth your time actually to see and to listen to. But I realized I already had a really good camera, my iPhone. So I have an iPhone 6S. It works really well. I got this cool lens that kind of gives a wider view so that I can do things. I could do like a vlog if I wanted, where I hold my phone looking at me. I'm looking at the phone and talking into it and recording the video or doing live. It has plenty of space on it. It can do HD. It can do 4K. It does 1080p. And I picked up this really cool microphone. It's called a shotgun microphone. They use it in TV, actually. So if you ever see, or movies, if you ever see like behind the scenes stuff and some guy or some woman, some person, right, has their arms up in the air and they're holding a long pole and there's a microphone at the end, that's like a shotgun mic. And they're kind of holding it and angling it towards the people who are speaking so that way you can get their sound. And they work really well. They only pick up the sound pointed directly at them. So if you had a microphone and it's pointed away from you, right, a shotgun mic pointed away from you and you're talking at it, it's not going to really get any sound. But if you had one like what I used to do the show, my Yeti, that can pick up sound from any side, 360 kind of degrees sort of stuff. Think of it like forming square in a Napoleonic war game. That's what that does. Whereas a shotgun mic is like, it's a battle line. It's only facing forward. So they're great in some things, in such as what I'm using it for. And I got a really nice tripod, which actually kind of doubles as, and I hate to say it, but it kind of doubles almost like a selfie stick in that I can put my cell phone on it, right? And I get all the equipment on it to do the recording. And then I can put it in the mic stand, the tripod, and I can hold it. I can hold it out so that I can then look at it and do that whole vlog thing, which is what people do with the selfie sticks. But they have them like 5 feet out and they're holding them like, hi. And I will not get a selfie stick, but it's the closest explanation for anyone who's of a certain age or younger to really understand what it is. But this equipment is just going to enable us to do the show better, to do it portably, which is really handy. And I mean, a lot of the times we do stuff and we're doing it in our studio. So if I'm doing it as I'm doing this one, I'm doing it by myself, right? I can do it here. I got my computer. I got my mic. It's more a studio kind of setup and treatment. But if we want to be out in the field, and there are things out in the field that we want to cover, it's great to have this other stuff. Or if I'm just kind of out and about, or maybe I'm playing a game with some buddies and I'm like, this is some good footage. I can actually capture footage and then I could weave it all together and create a video and then share that with all of you later on, like a battle report or something of that sort, which could be pretty handy. So speaking about wargaming in 2018, we talked a little bit about the Ultimate General Civil War game that I've been playing, but there are some things that we're going to be doing differently here at Wargaming Recon that I just kind of want to mention what they are and give you guys a heads up, because what you might not realize, especially if you're a new listener, is we take a break from the show. I kind of instituted it when it was just me many months ago, but take a break for half of December and half of January, basically, and take that time off so we can just kind of step back and decompress. Think of it kind of like when your favorite TV show ends a season and then you're waiting for the next season to begin. That's what we do, because our seasons are yearly, right? We do annual seasons. So instead of season 42 or whatever, it's season 2017, season 2018, just like a TV show, right? And so we use that time. So if you're Jewish, you know, of course, you might have Hanukkah, or I'm Catholics, or any of those kind of things, and you get New Year's. But of course, in December also is my birthday. So I like to. But then also we use this time to kind of reevaluate about the show. In December was kind of evaluating things about the 2017 season, what we liked. And we have never done a survey of you. It's something that we might end up doing, that social interaction we have from you. How much feedback did certain episodes generate? What did you guys didn't, and why that might be? We really try to analyze all that. And I know this sounds boring, but the reason why is we want to give you the content that you want, the content you need, and the content you just. And we can only do that by focusing in on what you really want and what you really need. So if we're trying to do and be everything to everyone, being some mass-produced piece of garbage, really. And we don't want that. Value is something that really entertains you or informs you. And so we spend time, mostly me, but I loop in the others throughout the year. But this end of the year time, this downtime we have in between seasons, is really the big to 2018. One of the things that I talked a lot about on the show were changes with Patreon or a funding campaign. So totally revamped it, and it went into effect January 1st. The old way is gone. New way. I'll talk about that a little bit when get into what I like to call the Patreon section of the show, where, you know, I thank backers and all that kind of stuff. But we did all that did was we decided we wanted to change up some of the stuff that we want to go. So, for example, that episodes where we cover local, it's not really of interest to you that we go and we cover it and release able to go to, or you don't have an interest in going to, or maybe it's just geographically impossible. And we're talking about New England gaming and New England gaming events. And you're living in Britain. It's hard or impossible for you to just kind of cause you to turn off the episode. And subscribe to a magazine. You get everything, right? But if you buy episode by issue, you go to your local game store, bookstore, or wherever, and you look to see what this topic I don't like. You don't buy that magazine, right? You also don't listen to the podcasts for just aren't of interest with you. So we tried mixing it up in 2017 where we would do just a segment, right? We would do a little section, say 10, maybe 20 minutes. And really, even that was not of interest. So that was just the one way we tried to fix it on the fly as we were doing the season. We didn't want to do a big change mid-season. But for 2018, we've cut it out and we're actually trying to pivot. So for example, we are going to be doing an appearance at TotalCon. We'll be doing all sorts of crazy stuff at the convention, running a game and just having a good crossover show with the Mythwits, some buddies of ours who are industry guests there. So it's good, right? We're still hoping to go to Havoc. That's still the convention, but it won't be about the convention. So it might be, say, talk about, say, five of our favorite rule sets. Or five, and we discuss that, and we're just doing it at the venue. So we won't huzzah, but it's not going to be like, you get the picture. So we actually cut cover. So we've dropped Carnage, we've dropped OGC. We easily, really spent a lot of time thinking about it and trying to decide what was best for them. But those specific episodes devoted to Carnage and so forth, and how much fun people have with them. But our podcast episodes about them just weren't of interest to you. And so therefore it's not worth our and what is of value to you. So we have heavily cut back on all a year of reviews. We last year got a lot of things for reviews and we kind of did some videos where they were just unboxing videos. And this year we're going to actually do more reviews. And instead of having every review be its epitome of a topic or a thing to warrant a whole episode. But otherwise, from time to time, we'll weave in a review segment. So for example, there are some who's the editor of those, and they are for us to review. And I have reviewed a couple of them way back in them. So he's taken a couple of them and he's going to do like a 15-minute, 10-minute review in an episode. So come on, he'll be a co-host, and as part of his co-hosting for that episode, we'll be like, hey, let's go to our review of the product and we'll just talk about it a little bit and move on. One other thing that the podcast per se, there'll be a video review, which will be on our usual channels, whether it's YouTube, you get our videos, it'll be there. And we'll just have like a brief mention on the podcast, something like blah, blah, blah. But briefly, and give like a bottom line for it. With you and your buddies, two thumbs up, check out our full review at whatever. Or this game caught with us, it's not what we really liked. We felt it was missing some things, but really you should decide on your own what you think, whether you like it or not. Check out our full review at blah, blah, blah. We'll still have it so that you know we've done a review of the product. So we would have like a full review and video, whereas others, they might be a full. This will allow us to get more reviews out because we know one thing that many with Patreon, which I'll talk about in a minute, but one of our reward levels is about reviewing. So these are just some of the changes that we've implemented for 2018. We think well received by all of you, and we hope they will be, but it's a little different. And we're also going to try, as part of this, to increase the amount of gaming that we do. So we're lucky in that most of us who work on the show, and I say work, because it kind of is a job in a way, although we don't really get paid, but we volunteer our time because we like one another. But one of the neat things is that a number of us actually live really close together. So like Alex, he lives basically down the street from me. he's the other side of town, but it's a 5-minute drive. And so although he and I have really difficult schedules because we both have small children, we're close enough we can get together to game. Adrian, he's just a couple towns over. He's like another 10-15 minute ride from my house. So we can get together and so forth. And of course, some of the fellows on the show live in other countries or other states. So that makes it harder to get together. And it's just, unfortunately, not able to get that wider group involved in gaming. But the three of us, we can actually get together more often to game. So we're going to try to make that a priority and make that happen. So that way we can then get more content for all of you and maybe do a recurring thing on the podcast where maybe if we don't have a guest and it's just us, that we'll talk about some more recent gaming that we've done and maybe give some more in-depth coverage of things. So like we like to play Bolt Action, Alex, not so much, but Adrian and I. So maybe we'll talk a little bit more about what went into the armies that we played or the scenario designs and how did the game actually go that we played and where do we go and what kind of terrain did we use in the setup and all that kind of stuff and do that and make that a larger part of the show because we know people love hearing about gameplay. It's one thing I love, right? Listening to podcasts, I love hearing about people's gaming and what they've done and why they've done it. And something that's not just a roll call, right? Of like, I went here and I bought this and I did that, but something a little bit more coverage. And that's one of the reasons why people loved the WWPD News on the Front podcast, because when that was on, in case you don't know, it's no longer around. But when that was on the air, they did really in-depth analysis about units and unit choices for Flames of War, and they moved on to other games as well, but they would really analyze what is worth the points, because it's a point-based game. Should you buy this load of what was the best way to do your army builds, and how would that work? They were a bunch of attorney-minded fellows. Not my thing, but that's okay. But we know that was very popular, and we don't want to be something we're not here with Gaming Recon, but we think that talking a little bit more in-depth about our games not only is of interest to you, but it helps foster the sense of community, right? Because we are a community here, right? We're community war gamers, and we don't all have fellow war gamers near us, right? That we can play games with. Unfortunately, that's just the case no matter where you are. You might be in Tasmania, right? And you might not have other gamers near you you can play with. But you can have this community by listening to the show and hearing what we're doing, and then you can be part of that community and then talk about it with us in social media, talk about it with other people who listen to the show. And so you have this larger community here. It's very important to foster that community and have it. And so by doing this sort of stuff, it'd be great because then we can swap stories, all of us, right? About what we're gaming. It's just like if we were hanging out at the pub or local coffee shop or wherever, and just what would you do, right? You would talk about the games you played. Maybe games you played with other people who are there, but just games in general that you played. And so it's something that we think has a lot of value to it and think that all of you will enjoy, or at least a good majority. We really hope you will find value in there. So as I said, these are some things that we will be doing for the 2018 season. At this point, I want to move on to mailbag. And since no one else is here, just you and me, I can say that mailbag is my favorite segment of the show. And it's my favorite because I get to share what you have said, things that you like, things that you want us to improve, your thoughts about the show. And I get to share that with everyone. And I love to interact with you and I love to hear what you have to say. I love to share that with people. So for mailbag, we have kind of an interesting mailbag here. Rollone.com, that's roll a O-N-E.com. We'll have a link in the show notes. Don't worry. WarGamingRecon.com/WR199 for the show notes. Don't worry. But Rollone.com, and quote, "The following are the hobby-related ones I have found especially inspirational this year. Enthusiasm can go a long way. This one goes miles," unquote. Really great year-end recap of their gaming and Meeples and Miniatures. Neil Shook, of course, has been on the show a few times, and he actually got inspired to do his show by listening to Wargaming Recon. So that makes me excited, voices, and sharing it with all of you. Wargame Soldiers and Strategy, of course, has a podcast, which is one that they mentioned as well. That's a really good one. I like Ancient Warfare. It is Rollone.com's list. We're just really appreciative to be included in that list. Send feedback to us about the show, and they have nice things to say. Or if I see people, thing that they often remark about is the enthusiasm and energy that we are very excited and enthused about stuff. We're very energetic, and Ben has it. I mean, he gets excited about stuff. He kind of keeps it in a very straight-faced kind of way. But when you game with them, right, you'll see it. So you come to, say, Total Con or any gaming convention or game, just on the show, he kind of plays it down a little bit. He's a straight man, as it were. So you too can share feedback with us do it on social media. Really upped our Twitter game. I have to give a huge, huge shout out to Jamie Serrell-Biffle as social media coordinator. And his expertise is Twitter over there, and he's doing a great job just interacting with all of you and sharing information about stuff. And our Twitter feed is because of Jamie. So give Jamie a shout out. And make sure you don't worry about that. But you can also send an email to jonathan@wargamingrecon.com. You can leave a comment on our blog. You can just mention us on the internet. And from Angela Parento, who is one of the head honchos over at Google Alerts, basically. So that if someone mentions Total Confusion, she can see it and see, is it like an article? Is this what you got to do? So she told me actually last year or the year before. And so then I set that up so that we can then help us to interact with you better, because it can be very time intensive to try to track all that down and find every blog post or this and that. So by setting these things up, the internet, Google really kind of does a deep dive and searches through everything to try to find whenever we're mentioned, and that helps out as well. So you can send feedback. And if you do, maybe, just maybe, your feedback might make it onto air. So if you send feedback, suggest that you include the name of, if you have a podcast or a blog or a wargaming club or anything like that, because maybe it might get mentioned on the show. And while I'm talking about it, you can also leave us a review on iTunes or wherever you listen to the show. You can listen on Stitcher and, I mean, just about anywhere. So you can rate the show. And if you leave a review, we'll get a review. If you do leave a review, include, like I said, like the name of your blog or your gaming club or whatever, because when we read the review, maybe, just maybe, that might make it onto the show. So that's something to take a look at and to consider that I want to highlight here. And the first one is, of course, that episode 200 is coming out soon. Very special episode. I can't tell you what we have planned because we want it to be a surprise. I'm pausing because, and I know really, really, when I started this podcast, mad tabletop wargaming podcast in existence anywhere, which it is, as you do, because there are so many of you who tune in, for which we are supremely 50 episodes, 75 episodes, 100 episodes, 150 episodes, 200 casts, and things that I like to refer to as partial or half episodes, and you add all those in, and done more than 200 episodes worth of content. Very excited and excited and grateful that you've all been on the journey with us. And even if you're a new listener, there's plenty of great content to go back and listen. We have some cool other stuff planned for this year. So Adrian and I are going to be doing a review of Travel Battle. That's a parent. Alex has played it, but we're going to actually review it. And I'm not saying we know everything about it, because we don't. I still make mistakes when I play it, but it's a fun game. So we're going to review it, but it's going to be with the Mythwits. They are a fun group of people, and I've been on there. Peter Bryant, who's the head honcho there, along with Mike Kafis. But Pete's been on here this year or in 2019, because he has some games he's going to be creating and putting out because he has stuff. And then we will be having more guests and things in later 2018, which takes place in February in Marlborough, Massachusetts. And it's going to be at the Best Western Royal Plaza today and that Sunday. And after a lot of ribbing, the path. My name is not the GM for all the events. I gave that advance, and we're actually only going to be doing one event. We had a hiccup with a minis game that we had planned, a board game on the Sunday morning. It's called New Bedford. It's a wheeling game, which teaches you about the responsibility of fishing and using natural resources. But it's also a historical game, back to the days of the whalers and whaling out to get whale fat and whale blubber, really. That kind of stuff, and Adrian's going to be running it. But we're going to be going to all this stuff. We're actually working to do a listener meetup, I'm sure. There's going to be new name. It's, I think, just now a word from a gamer. That's the tabletop documentary that both Adrian and I are in, if not for the whole thing, at least for the Saturday. So if you go to TotalCon, you'll be able to hopefully meet Alex. And really, so if you want him to come to TotalCon, you got to let us know. Give us your feedback, Alex, and see if you can kind of let him know that he is in demand and wanted. And we'll take a lot of footage and use our gear and everything that happens that we'll be at, where we get to do some networking and things of that sort, which is a lot of fun. Shooting video and talking to people and all that sort of stuff. So it should be a very fun event, and I am absolutely looking forward to it. So that'll be TotalCon 32, Royal Plaza Hotel in Marlborough, Massachusetts. Beautiful Marlborough, Massachusetts. And this year's convention theme is Yoho have put together for pirate events at the convention and hope that people may go. And I always look forward to going and seeing people that I only get to see at TotalCon. A lot of fun. But you end up having like these convention friends that you only see when you go to the conventions and hang out and see people and do all that sort of stuff. So we have all that going on for some upcoming events and things. Should be a lot of fun. And let's get into announcements. So I mentioned the Wargaming Raycon. You'd think I would know the name of the show by now, right? The Wargaming Raycon Facebook fan group. We have a link in the show notes, so you can go there. It's a place where those of us who work on the show and those of you who listen to the show and like the show can just kind of hang out, talk about the hobby, talk about the show. We've had some really good discussions. It's a fun place to be. It's a growing community. Invite your friends and see what's going on. I also want to take a moment to thank our Wargaming Raycon Army members. I want to thank Patrick and everyone for their support. The big changes are here. We have the new reward levels. And let me just mention them because, as I said, it plays into some changes for a month. And you get early access to episodes and content. You get where we follow you on social media. So we'll follow you on your Facebook, on your Twitter, on the podcast. You can be thanked by name like Patrick is. Where episodes, it's $5 per month. You get your name listed in the Wargaming Raycon roll call section of the website, which is being developed. This is one that I really am excited about. So you have to back for $10 per month. It'll contain a Wargaming Raycon bumper sticker, a Wargaming Raycon postcard with personalized message, some Wargaming Raycon custom dice we come across and choose to include. So think of it like a loot crate or a geek fuel box. Send it to you. Each one is different. There's no guarantee that they'll all be the same, but they all will have that food. Of course, you also get early access to content and you get new episodes of the podcast. Intelligence is the next level. It's $15 per month. And this is the one you get to be the one to suggest a game or a product for us to review. Hands-on are super expensive. We're not going to be able to do it. But otherwise, we will get it. We'll review it on podcasts or on one of our video channels and then put that out there. So that really, I mean, we would want to review it too anyway, but we have this long list. So this kind of bumps you and really like Lion Rampant. And I want you guys to review Lion Rampant. So you back for $15 on Lion Rampant or whatever the game is or the product or whatever. So that we then do that. And then, of course, you get all the other $22. They might be not staying around, though. Not as a reward level. We might just have them as a order on demand kind of thing, which I'm really excited about. For me, it's up there with the one where you pick what we review. You get to produce one episode of the podcast. And what that means is you pick what the topic is for the show. One reason, of course, we have veto power. If it's something inappropriate or not really pertinent to the audience, suggestions, something else. But we'll work with you. Don't worry. So that'll still be something that you want us to cover. Really dislike mailbag, or you want Review Corner to be at the start. To be like, this is what I envision for the podcast. This is how I picture. And so within this framework, we work with you and then put out an episode and you know the workflow and all that sort of stuff. So it's pretty cool. But as I said, because of changes with the reviews and so forth, that's why we're doing things a little differently here towards some goals on there. So we do need your help, and that goal will help us to be able to pay Joshua what he should be getting paid for editing the audio of the show. So we're $56 away is really what it is. And that's not terrible. It might sound like a lot, but we know we can do it. And we can do it with your support and your help and your partnership in this community. So if you would like to be a member of the Wargaming Raycon Army, if you would like recon.com/Patreon, or just visiting the show notes at Wargaming. Not only can you go to the show notes to get everything, but you can also check out our episode guide, which we have a link to in the show notes. Again, show notes is king, right? They keep on coming up in this episode. Just remember the show notes because things are there. And that's how you can kind of wade through and get at everything. 18 season will give you an idea about the topic or a nice outline so you can kind of see what they are. An editorial plan, I guess you could think of it as the episode came out and what the name of it, the theme of it would be and that sort of stuff. Best of episodes in 2019 season. I can't believe I'm talking about 2019 already, but 2094. So we're looking forward to doing a great year for all of you of Pun. And as I said, we got some fun stuff coming up. Episode 200, really excited for that. We'll be coming out next and then other stuff. Should be a lot of fun. And actually, before I go, I do have one other announcement. It's kind of sad that I just think he is pursuing his own creative pursuits. He keeps very, very busy with all of his work with Wargaming. He does a ton of happy, and I'm pausing because he's able to spend this time that he was spending on the show, that he'll be able to spend it on Hinkai and the things that he really likes. He said, look forward to seeing him at conventions and events and things, and hope that you will, just one of those things that it happens. I mean, I've been doing the show long enough that co-hosts come, co-hosts go on for as long as you have. It's one of those things that happens as things. This episode of Wargaming Recon and being here with us and part of this community many, many, many times, wargamingrecon.com/WR199. You can get everything there. And no matter how busy you are, no matter what's going on in your life, no matter how much time you want to spend playing Ultimate Gen 2, keep on gaming. Are you always on the go? Why not take Wargaming Recon with you? If you use an app like Pocket Casts, you can listen to your favorite episodes of Wargaming Recon on your mobile device. Wargaming Recon is a proud member of the TSR Podcast Network. Visit wargamingrecon.com/TSRPN for more information and to learn about the other good shows on the network. This recording is released under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Share Alike license. Many thanks to Andrew and Court for inspiring the show's name. Wargaming Recon is dedicated to the memory of longtime listener Andrew. I ask all listeners to join me in a moment of silence in memory of Andrew. Wargaming Recon is made possible by listeners like you. Become a Patreon backer to get behind-the-scenes content and new episodes before everyone else, starting at $1 per month. Visit wargamingrecon.com/Patreon to become a Patreon backer. Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by Enfilade. Enfilade is a flagship historical wargaming convention for the Northwest Historical Miniature Gaming Society. Enfilade is held annually over Memorial Day weekend at the Red Lion Inn in Olympia, Washington. Enjoy the largest historical miniature gaming convention west of the Mississippi at Enfilade. Visit www.nhmgscitadel.com for more information. Wargaming Recon is proudly sponsored by the Maine Historical Wargamers Association. They're the folks behind Huzzah! Historical Wargaming for New England. Huzzah will take place May 18th through the 20th, 2018, at the Doubletree in South Portland, Maine. Experience some of the best historical wargaming at Huzzah! Visit www.huzzahcon.com for more information.